moving on from there.
Well, we're, you know, as I'm going on through my phone, because I don't know if the FM is down with the computer or not, but the fires in California, remember what we went through with the car and the camp? So Sonoma, Santa Cruz, I mean, we know several friends here that lost their homes. Other people in the state of California are experiencing this very same thing. And so when we see this cloud, this, you know, not only is the COVID, so we really, it's like, how do you keep your mind positive and up when you're trying to do what you've got to do throughout the day? And I think that's the big quest. I said with Carl, how do we want to end our show today? I mean, what are the words of encouragement? What are the words that we could say for anybody listening? Because we definitely, you can turn on any news channel, any television channel, and right now it feels like there's a lot of poison, negativity. It's happening around us. We're involved with, you know, the whole election cycle, but you know, couple that with COVID closures and now people's homes burning down in other areas. You know, one such story is a guy who's 81, you know, went to sleep and woke up with, he went to sleep with a beautiful home and a ranch and had to evacuate and only to come back to his home and have everything in ash. So we must be mindful. And I really believe that it be, and that if somebody's cranky or they don't mask, you know, don't escalate things. Just try to, how can I be a good example today? Because it's one day at a time, one moment at a time, one hour at a time. It's your choice whether you're going to cut somebody off and flip them off for driving in the car and you didn't like the way somebody acted, or just not take it. But take it in and just say, they're having a bad day. I choose not to.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know how many times I've written something on Facebook and erased it.
I felt
a lot better after I wrote it, so I just erased it. Because, you know what? I try not to be caustic. I'll ask questions and things like this. But I've realized also is that a lot of people out there, they're running on a thin edge. They've used up their reserves. And I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about their ability to handle things that are coming at them in life. Because, you know, as you said, we've had a string of incidents up here in the North State. And let's say it started with a car fire 2 years ago. Then, you know, in the campfire, you know, almost 90 people died in that fire. And you see the
news from town.
And you see the what's happening there. And then you get hit with, you know, Snowmageddon. You know, which destroyed a lot of the trees and you know, so that led to other things. And then now the COVID.
And the hail.
And the hail damage that people getting all the roofs. So then now we've got the COVID. You know, so far, you know, and then there were the killer hornets. That wasn't a big thing, but still it came out. But so now people who have ordinarily have, you know, 100% of the reserves or 80% of the reserves going, now they have, you know, they're running down at that 10% of reserves and they've about had it. They're tired of what the government's doing. They're tired of not having their businesses open. They're tired of being told what to do. They're tired of being told you're a Nazi if you don't wear a mask, or a Nazi if you do wear a mask, and it's okay to protest this, but not protest that. You know, the thing, you know, people are right now, they're on the edge. Now, does this mean violence? Absolutely not. People ask me, a person asked me the other day, he says, do you see civil war coming? No, I don't see military uprisings. I don't see that at all. I see people are just mad, though, and they're going to say things that they ordinarily wouldn't say. They're going to write things they wouldn't ordinarily write. They're breaking off relationships with members of their family because of this election coming up. My cousin, who is a, you know, very, very liberal, you know, when she writes something that I don't agree with, I don't do anything. But if she writes something that's cool, you know, I get back, I'll get on there and, you know, hey, I like this, I really like this, or yeah, I agree on stuff like that. But I would no sooner think about cutting off my relationship with my cousin, whom I haven't seen, by the way, in over 20 years, but, you know, because she lives in one spot, I live in the other, and we just haven't gotten back in time, you know, that we've both met up at any place. I would no sooner cut off relationships with her than I would with you, because it's not worth it. But there are people doing that because they're running on empty. So when you think about it, and do we have that running on empty? Let's play that on our way out today.
Sure.
Okay. And so what we have to do is let's have a little compassion. Let's have a little patience with people. You don't like that they're protesting something? So what? It's their right. Whether it's BLM or if it's a mask protest, guess what? That's what this country is about. This is what we stand for, is the liberty and the freedom to do this. Have some compassion out there for people. We should be applauding Shasta County for being able to have protests. And there's no violence. There's nothing like that. We should be happy. We should be giving people the benefit of the doubt and backing off this rhetoric.
Again, Carl, as we're talking about the last couple years and the COVID is a brand new chapter in the world's life, not just in America or not in California and Shasta County. It's a brand new chapter in the world. How do you get on a plane? What to do in a plane? How to 6 feet apart? What do you do? We went to Reno recently and we had business there and our temperature was taken and everybody was masked. It's compliant. If you take your mask off, the security guard came across and said, please put your mask on. Not going to get mad. We're in that location. That's their rules. So that's just the way it was. But so you walk outside right now and what I was just talking about, I opened the segment about the fires across California. It's world headlines again. These are places that are being thousands of acres, the redwood trees. California is burning all over. So you go outside and you think, maybe I'm going to take a walk. Well, we're in the red zone. So, you're kind of, I can understand how people, PTSD right now is just nerves on end, because where do you go? How do you go? I can't go golfing, can't really go running, it's fishing. What do you do? What do you do during this time in order to have an outlet of expression?
Well, you can call in here and express anything you want, as long as it doesn't have hyphenated words in the middle of it. And tell me, hey, you know what, Carl, I'm just calling in. I'm just tired of this. I'm just tired of this. And I'll say, well, but I don't blame you. So what are you doing to get by this today? And who knows? People have great ideas on how they get by this. Or, I take a step back. Or, I have found that I can grow tomatoes. Or that my tomato garden has just gone to hell. So I'm going to try zucchinis next time.
People are baking.
Baking. Yeah. You know what? And then there were people complaining that people were baking because, oh, you non-bakers are now baking it. Where's all the yeast? Where's all the yeast is gone?
All right, Stu, thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for just being patient with us as well, with the internet being down.
Tomorrow, we've got Trish Clark is joining me. I think she's back from Idaho. I'm not sure, but we got a big show tomorrow. So, and we won't have to pull it out of our butt like we did today. Hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?